Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus, he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravan. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda, and after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Vali, and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When Ravan, very short, kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed on the way by Jatayu, a large bird. But the powerful Ravan defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Lord Ramachandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravan. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramachandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Bhagavat 76, were you in Mayapur festival? You were? Kripa? No. Oh, I'll explain why I asked. Maybe it was 77. Very condensed by comparison to some of the other pastimes. The description of the Ramayan, which was of course very well known at that time already. Shukadev Goswami gives in sort of very like sutra statements, and he says that. He said, you already know about this, so I don't need to go into detail. And so here, all of these wonderful pastimes, Jatayu's deliverance, killing Kabanda, making friends with Sugriva, killing Vali, and then reaching the beach. This is like just one shloka. Krishna and the cowherd boys, just like we have our children, it's sort of like a natural, Ramayana is a natural magnet. And it's sort of a permanent feature of Bhaktivedanta players. It's like you can't get away from it, year by year. It just gets richer and richer, at least for the last 30-odd years. And all the children, they're just like drawn to it immediately. Everyone becomes Ram and Sita and Hanuman, and they walk around like that at home. It's a very, very nice, pirated. Well, it's not pirated, but it's with the Japanese Indian cooperative. They made this very nice animated Ramayana that I've seen about 235 times. And I never get tired of it. It's some of the other cartoons that I see, including Baby Krishna, Little Krishna. Krishna, Lord Nityananda, all the children, they would enact these pastimes, wonderful pastimes, in Kamyavan. There's a large lake, and there's Bhimalkund, and then next to it is I forget the name, and that's where Krishna actually called on the monkeys to build a bridge of stones just to show the gopis that he was indeed Lord Ramachandra, and that and the stones floated and the monkeys did everything. But still gopis weren't completely convinced that he's the same person, just because of Lord Ramachandra's extremely righteous conduct, which somehow didn't just match up with Krishna's all the time. I was asking about the festival, maybe you remember, were you there in 77? So Srila Prabhupada, because you know the story that Ravan came and he kidnapped Sita Devi, which, you know, Srila Prabhupada explains in the beginning of the Gita is one of the six reasons why you can kill somebody if they kidnap your wife. And I don't know whether kidnap means just that they forcibly kidnap like this or they just entice them. And then, of course, there was this contract, or there was this agreement. Jatayu was, Prabhupada says, your large bird. I think he was a vulture. And he had this agreement that when Lord Ramachandra would go, then he would be protecting Sita. So I think Srila Prabhupada was talking, this was on Prahlad Maharaj and the Srinadev. And then in the course he brings up, he's talking about duty, the performance of duty, and he brings up Jatayu. And then Srila Prabhupada gives this example, which I just recently mentioned to someone else. He says that because of course Lakshman was gone as well, so there was no one to protect Sita Devi, and Hanuman was carrying her off, and in his flying chariot, but Jatayu, the bird, so he flew after Ravan. So Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Jatayu knew that he was no match for Ravan, and he knew that if he tried to obstruct Ravan, he would die. But he said, but I promised Ram that I would do this, so this is my duty. And Prabhupada said, this is how you should be strict with your duty. You remember that? He says, this is how we should be determined to do our duty. Whatever it takes, once we give our word for the maintenance of Dharma, he said, you should be willing to risk your life. And that's what Jatayu did. After all, it's a glorious way to die. May not. In the service of Sita Devi. Well, maybe Ravana may not be your choice of people to send you off. But nonetheless, it was in the service of Sita and Ram. And so Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing there, which is, of course, the basis of Bhagavad Gita is just this. Svadharma mapichavik. So do your duty. That people should learn how to do your duty unless one is dutiful. Then there's no question of them becoming Krishna conscious. So duty is the bedrock of Krishna consciousness. And duty is often unpleasant or has risks associated with it. Anyway, that really stuck in my mind. That was a long, long time ago. That was 35 years back, getting on to 40. Yeah. So here was an example, and he wasn't a human being. Of course, he wasn't ordinary either. He was not an ordinary bird. He just happened to be able to talk. But he wasn't a human, but he also had that sense of value. So interestingly, in those days, even birds had a sense of dharma. Of course, nowadays, birds also have a sense of dharma. You notice that they don't act adharmically, generally. The only adharmic bird I've ever seen is a seagull. Once when I was having a little break on my way to Soho Street in Regent Park, and this seagull was just floating around, all of a sudden he started attacking little birds and killing them. Very very vicious, for no reason, and he just left him there. Anyway, aside from that, Jataya wasn't a seagull, by the way. That was one. Here, this sort of caught my, who had assumed the form of a human being. Anyway, whatever, that's the language that Śrīla Prabhupāda uses. Of course, we should not misinterpret that to think that Lord Ramachandra has some other form, that all of a sudden he took on the form of a human, his eternal form. His swarup is that of a human being. But he also conducted himself like a human being. Here in the Sanskrit, if you see, manuja. So he's, and then the word for word is he's appearing as a human being. So in his conduct and his speech and his demeanor, he's appearing like a human being. And of course, when Krishna wants to be human, then he's going to look more human than anybody else because he has the potency to do that. It's not just because, well, he's God, so you can see through it. Advanced devotees like Hanumanji, they can recognize. But Mamamaya Duratya, Krishna's potency is very difficult to overcome. So if he wants to hide himself, then there's no way that you can detect that he's anything else other than a human being. And when Lord Ramachandra was then trying to find Sita Devi, then he came across Jatayu. And Jatayu was, Ravan had cut his wing off, and so that means he plummeted to the ground, and that was, so he was dying. And still he was able to convey to Lord Ramachandra what had happened, that Sita was carried off by Ravan. And it wasn't that Lord Ramachandra then just ran off, because here was a devotee who'd given up his life for him. And so he says, just like Prabhupada says, when Lord Ramachandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony. So he took the time. He took the time to perform the entire funeral ceremony for Jatayu, which in one sense was not so necessary. He could have just done something divine. But once again, he's assuming, he's conducting himself in the way of an ordinary human. But it also shows how then grateful Krishna is. So here's his wife being carried off, and she's obviously in a hurry to find Sita Devi. But he takes time. I don't remember how much time, but he took time to then conduct the ceremony fully for Jatayu, as befitting a Vaishnava, as befitting a hero. And then he continued on. You know how he came across this demon in the form of a hill, Kabanda. And then finally he met Sugriva and Hanuman, who were dispossessed of their kingdom by Bali. And there was a controversial event that then took place, in that Lord Ramachandra challenged Bali, and in the fights that ensued, then ultimately Sugriva was the one who challenged Bali, with the agreement that Lord Ramachandra would then kill Bali. And he did, ultimately, but he killed him from behind. Well, this isn't really Kshatriya code, that you, what to speak of, you're not the one who's fighting, someone else is fighting, and you kill someone from behind. So Sugriva's fighting with Bali, and Bali was very powerful. Despite the fact that he was irreligious, and he'd kidnapped Sugriva's wife, who was also related to Bali. Anyway, he kidnapped Sugriva's wife. And he used to, when he got up in the morning, he would bathe in all four corners of India, north, south, east, west. He just had that mystic power that he was able to travel and bathe. Srila Prabhupada says that yogis can do that. They can travel along the Ganga, not only to any part of the world, but they can also go to other parts of the universe. In fact, one place Srila Prabhupada said, yes, they can go in one place and come out another. And I have seen. That's it. He saw that. Of course, when he's living in Prayag, this is the place where all the yogis come and where Kumbh Mela takes place. And so he was extremely powerful, very strong, and when Sugriva fought with him once, twice, he lost. He's come back to Lord Ramachandra and says, what happened? You were supposed to kill him. So then finally, Lord Ramachandra did. He shot him with an arrow from in behind. And Bali was dying, and he said, you're the son of Dasharath, you're the son of such a great king. How can you do something so irreligious? He says, why don't you fight me face to face and kill me that way? He says, you stole the wife of your younger brother, who is equivalent to your daughter. So someone who has sex with their daughter doesn't deserve justice in the ordinary course of events. You don't deserve to die face to face. There's this desire like an animal who's hunted in the forest. So of course this comes up in the Ramayana because this whole race of Rakshasas gets wiped out just over Sita Devi, just over a woman. But it's not over a woman. It's over a principle. And over that principle, and Lord Ramachandra, who's Maryada Purushottam, he's the personification of Dharma and of what's right. There's nothing that he performs that isn't actually perfect. So to establish, and this is also a point of Dharma, that you only get right so far. And if you go too far, if you transgress principle, then don't expect justice in the honorable way. So therefore, Lord Ramachandra killed him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those trees, why were there seven trees? Because there were seven trees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered those seven trees behind which Lord Ramachandra stood, and they went back. They went back to Godhead. And then the monkeys banded together. Sugriva got back all of his army, and he dedicated them for the service of Lord Ramachandra. Hare Krishna. It's a short purport. I could go on, but maybe someone would like to add something. Maharaj? Anyone else? Any comments or questions?